Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-52-216374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
It's a crucial business. Evangelism and discipleship is a crucial business. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you because it is you who had gathered us. We are here to glean again and trust you that you will help us. You have raised issues today. Issues that demand insight. Issues that demand wisdom. We are tired of just doing something that has no results. And we cannot do otherwise than to do what you have commanded. We cannot change our mind. We can't say we are going to stop. Nevertheless, we want to see progress. We want to see fruitfulness. Again, as we glean, help us in Jesus' name. I'm not standing as a teacher, standing as a fellow disciple, hoping we could see what you have to say from your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank our leader, Brother B. Thank you so much, sir, for the privilege that you have given to me to be able to share. I would want to plead with us to remove that word pastor. You see, we have one pastor, and he's Pastor Osomi, you understand, for this church. So it's okay, my brother. I'm your brother, and let's leave it like that. Amen. And I know we abide by that. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now it's going to be interactive. At the same time, the Lord will help us. I want to talk to you as a brother who have been privileged by God to see several hundreds, if not thousands, saved. I want to talk to you as a brother who has seen so much success in evangelism. I want to talk to you as a brother who has also seen so much failure in evangelism. I want to talk to you as a brother who have tried so many things and have failed so many times. And I want to speak to you as a man too, who is weak, but also depending on the strength of the Lord. And I pray that everything God uses me to share, it will be an added advantage to us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, sir, would you please help us to share this as we look at the word of the living God. Okay, you could just give to our sister and then she can pass it. Okay. Now, our brother, Brother B, has shared with me that we could pause anywhere in the message and then raise one or two questions. But I want to encourage you, please note your questions so that the flow is not diverted. Amen.
Amen.
Nevertheless, I will coordinate by raising certain questions for our interaction. Are we together? Now, Brother B, you will do a lot of work for us. Help us note all the villages we are looking at, note them down, and then write peculiarly. Everybody should write all the villages, and especially those that have been assigned to a particular place, and write in front the peculiar hindrance of that particular place. The one that there could be a lot. Just write, this is a major hindrance of this particular village or this particular community. Just do that quickly as we do that. The rest of us who are new, we can just still relax. And then permit your brother, I take a lot of water. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Everyone should open to Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 and 20. 18 to 20. Matthew chapter 28. I will encourage every translation to please read for us as we trust the Holy Spirit to help us. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. Spirit of life. Oh, see, don't do something this particular afternoon. Don't be familiar with the Bible. Anyone familiar with the Bible is operating by a familiar spirit. That's the way I see it. When we say open to, and it's like, okay, you have a familiar spirit. That's where I put it. You know, each time they call in scripture, you are about to assess life. All your antenna should be sharp. It's not about the person speaking, it's about the Bible. Are you following this? So it's important. But if you're like, well, it's okay, and I'm going to finish. I hope this is biscuit or what are they serving? You know, no, don't know. Face what we are talking about. Verse 18 to 20. NIV. King James first.
And Jesus came.
Please sit, my sister. Thank you, ma'am. Please sit.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying.
Jesus came and spake unto them, saying.
All power is given unto
you. How many power? How many power? How many power? How many power? If all power is given unto him, which power is left with the devil? Our brother, God has used him to wake our understanding that it is, excuse me, I gave an illustration. There is gold here, but there is a door that is strong that will not open. The truth is, as I shared with the family, I said, what is that door? Some of our response was, it's an entrance. The door is locked. Oh, once we peep through the window, we can see the gold. We can see the treasure, but burglary all around. But the access is the door. And the door is locked. So I told the brother, I said, what is the door? They said, it's an entrance, it's a blockage, they mentioned all of that. And I said, but also, what is that door? It's the access. And I said, every entrance is also the access point. What you call entrance to life is this. That same entrance is the access point to them. It only takes the key. If somebody stands before this door now, the door we are talking about, and they say, open, hey, open. Is that what will open the door? If it's a very strong door, and you bring matches, you are going to exert a lot of effort. But excuse me, no matter how giant a door is, once you have the key, what happens to that door? It opens. And that key is wisdom. Because wisdom is the principal thing. Most of the time, our prayer should be praying for the wisdom to penetrate. Because that's the principal thing. No problem if you labor for 5 hours praying for wisdom to penetrate. You are just there. Bowing your head, you say, what are you still doing? You say, I'm praying for wisdom to penetrate. If it does not come, no access. You know that brother said, well, there is nothing there. Oh. The prophet said, go again. Sir, there's not, go again. You keep going, because once we can get it, you must go and tell him that the rain will stop him. So if it takes us to be there until the key is given, because wisdom is the principal. All power. How many power?
All.
See, amen. Let me tell you something. One thing I am begging God for my own heart is that there is no time I read a scripture that I'm familiar with. That's why I don't mark my Bible. I didn't say that to you. I don't mark my Bible. You know why I don't mark my Bible? The day the Holy Ghost wants to appoint me again, my heart can say, but I've seen it before. I don't mark it. So I leave every page fresh, as if that's the first time I want to access it. All power. All. I said Jesus. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power. Which power is left? None. Yes, please, read on. Read verse.
Go ye therefore. And Jesus came and spake unto them,
yes,
saying, all power is given unto me.
And I like that word saying. Saying means present continuous.
Yes.
If he said it that time, he's still saying it. Saying. Go on, please.
Go ye therefore.
All power. Follow me as I follow Christ. All power is given unto me. Where?
In heaven and in earth.
All power. Satan does not like this announcement. All power is given. Is given. Is it all power will be given?
No.
If you pray enough, the power now comes to me. Eh? No. See, I want you to pay attention. You see, if we do not function by understanding, by wisdom, we will labor without seeing result. All power is given unto me, not you, me. It's me. So because if you start looking at yourself, you will see a lot of your weaknesses. How you did not speak well, what you did not say well. Me. It's me. Sorry about you. All power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. Go ye therefore. Another way to put it is, therefore, go. Because, what is the meaning of therefore? Therefore means something was there for a reason. Therefore means something is being said that is about to produce the next thing. The reason why you should go is not because of anything. It's because all power. Your going is on the premise of all power. Don't go if all power is not with me. Don't go if the idolatry in the land is still powerful. Don't go if you think that what they have there supersedes my name. Don't go if your revelation and understanding thinks that they are strong there. They have idols there. They are smokers there. They have addiction there. The spirit behind them is so strong. No. Don't go if you think so. That's why I speak to you as a brother who has seen, I don't know, maybe now they are around 2000, I've seen them saved, and I've failed several times. I've cried several times. I've been down. So I said, Lord, I didn't do well there. I wasted people's time also. So it's nice to pastor talking to you. Go therefore. Go ye therefore. Do you know how Peter had that statement? Peter had the statement the way Jesus said it. James had it like that. You see, it is me that tried to put something else inside the Bible. This is what Jesus said. Jesus himself. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. If I speak to you, the words I speak to you, they are life and they are spirit. John 6:63. The words I speak to you, they are life and they are spirit. So this statement now is life and spirit. If your spirit is not open, you won't see it. All power. All. Lord Jesus, you mean all? Are you trying to cajole us? Do you mean all? I meant what I said. I've never said what I don't mean. Go ye therefore and teach. Now, I love King James. I'm a King James brother. Can I have another translation? New Living, sir.
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying,
would you please sit down?
All authority.
Look at this. Jesus
came and spoke to them, saying,
I like that because Jesus didn't say it from somewhere far off. He came to them, or to personally listen to me. He came to them, he approached them. It's not like he announced on somewhere so that Peter said, well, I didn't hear it. Mm-mm. He came to them and he kept saying it. Yes?
Yeah.
See, I love New Living Translation. Say what?
All authority.
And well, some people, some English people, they say authority and power. Whichever way is the same thing for me. All authority
has been given to me.
Yes.
In heaven and on earth.
Now that means the level of your operation can cover the two realms. The level of your operation. See, listen, I'm begging God for my own eyes. Open my eyes to see. My own problem is that I can't see. It can cover the two realms. Principalities and powers. They claim to be up there. Eh? I have their power. So when you think that something, you know, listen to, are you following me now? Some people still think that principalities stop our prayers. Oh my God. Daniel, Daniel was in the testament without the blood of the Lamb. That's why Gabriel could be in that. Why? Lucifer is a prince also. He said, and God didn't take it from him. So he could stop Gabriel. Michael is also a principality. Because when you hear principality, some of you think it's just darkness. No, no, principals, leaders, rulers. He's an archangel. So Michael came to wrestle on the same level of authority. Releasing. And you know, when they released him, Michael was still fighting. And after the all prevailing, Jesus came on board and said, in heaven and in earth, all power. On the day of Pentecost, no devil could hold the Holy Ghost from coming. No, I thought they should hold the Holy Ghost somewhere in the sky. No, they can't. Why? This Jesus has all the power. Do you know Jesus made some announcement without putting any clause? He said, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do. He never put a clause. If you pray well, if you prevail over the sky. These are the ignorance of the... You see, I am asking them. You see, the same issue you have, sir. It's the same issue. I said, Lord, why am I laboring and there's no reason? I don't like it. I personally don't like it. I personally will stop going to a place. As a minister of God, I will stop going. I don't go. I said, why are you sitting there? Because I've not gotten the key. No, it's not by going. It's by all power. Because the going is after the understanding. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do. He said it emphatically, assuredly, and Peter never thought twice. Look at it. Look on us. He expecting to receive something from them. He said, such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise. There was no, hey, there's one principle. Please read your epistles very well. And then immediately we quote, we wrestle us again, first of all. I try to look at it again. And I found out that we have misunderstood that chapter. Please, there's no time to do that. Because I want to go to effective evangelism. Because I later saw that. I said, Lord, this is, we have not understood this chapter. There are two chapters in the Bible, in the epistles, that talk about warfare. We have the issue of wrestle us again, first of all, blood, and we have the issue of casting down imaginations. Those are the two principal. Revelation talk about the things that the angels are doing, what God, God's judgment with the devil and all that. Now, maybe if we had more time, or if I could touch it, God helping my own life also, I will. But I found out that if we miss the pivot of the Great Commission, the Great Commission said, all power has been given. Go ye therefore. Now, NLT says, go therefore. Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay, yeah. Has been given unto me.
Yes, sir.
Go therefore and make disciples.
Now look at this. I like this. And what? Go therefore and
make disciples.
Go therefore and
make disciples.
Go therefore and
make disciples.
That is what King James called teach. You see teach in your own Bible, King James? Is King James reading for us? Please read for us, King James.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
You see, go ye therefore and teach. The Greek word there is tutor and make pupils. That's the root word. Teach means tutor and make pupils. Make followers. So don't miss it. He didn't say go and preach and come back. No. Please. You see, you need to understand it. Go and make disciples. And to make disciples involves two things. You announce first. You declare first. And then you tutor. The announcement, the proclamation, is what you call evangelism. Evangelio, it means to announce, to declare. But the Great Commission is not evangelism, it's not declare. It's make pupils. Make disciples. So, Lord Jesus, I can't make disciples. I cannot make disciples unless I see the all power. They will even follow me. I have not seen the all power. I don't understand your all power. How will I? You think you can make them disciples on your power, on your wisdom, on your words? Because you dress well, you came from a church, you brought rice, you brought gifts, you brought Milo. No. Now that the church have missed it. I look at my master. My master said it in, and I found out that when the early church followed what the master said, they got the result that the master said they would get. You know, Jordan told them, add Milo, add salt. He never said that. He just, go ye therefore and make disciples of how many nations? How many nations too? And the word nations there means people of different tribes and ethnic groups, people of different affinity groups. Make disciples of all nations. Yes, sir. Sit down, Virgil. Yes.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father.
Baptizing them. You see, and that one is beyond water baptism. It is actually initiation. Baptism is not, is beyond, because if you think that baptism is something that is serious, as far as you didn't get baptized, hey brother, you didn't get baptized, then the thief at the right time shouldn't get to paradise.
Yes.
But he was baptized. Baptizing them is bringing them into the Trinity. Why? He took Trinity to make man. Let us make man in our image. It was the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. They shared the same image. After the fall, they were cut. Man was cut off from them. Now, by accepting Christ, man must be introduced back to them for the recreation to take place. Introducing them, bring them into the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And the symbolic means to do that is water. Why? We saw God demonstrated that when he led the children of Israel out, they had to go through water. The Red Sea was baptism. And you observe that Pharaoh stood on the other side, slavery. On the other side, freedom. And you have to pass through water. Paul called it baptism. It's in the Bible. Bring them into the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Finish it up, sir.
Yes. And of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Teaching them to observe.
Imagine, if he continued. Teaching
them to observe.
Teaching
to observe.
Having taught them. Is he having taught them? Teaching. You see, please get what will bring results. This is what will bring results. Teaching, not telling. Don't do this thing again. This thing is not good. It will not help. You can't see results. You know what I found about the Bible? You can do wrong things for 7 years. Everyone will not have mercy on you. It's wrong. So, God is not moved by your tears. It's that get the key. I said, but God, you saw my labor. He said, but that's not what I told you. I said, teach. You are telling him what he's doing is bad. Ah, after we told you the other day, maybe you said you follow Jesus. Why did you now go back? Ah, it will not help you. Look, it's because of the love of Christ that's making me to tell you this thing. Hey, God, listen to what I'm telling. Look at the Bible. Look at this Bible. You are telling him. You are not teaching him how to be free. Don't tell him. Teaching them to what?
Teaching them to observe all things.
All things
that I have commanded you.
Not what I suggested to you. So it's a command and it must be taught and you must keep teaching. Teaching them how many things?
All things.
How many things?
All things.
How many things?
All things.
So teach them all things that I have. Now take note of the Bible. All power. All nations. All things. So it's an all power, all nations, all things. And I find out that the person who will teach all things must also be vast in all things. So there is no lazy person that can have result in evangelism and discipleship. Now, I put it to you, we are brothers. Forget any, we are brothers. Let's just talk. We are look, I love what our brother said. You know what he said that touched me? I just had to think. I said, I evaluated my own life by that statement. I said, if it's a company that employ me, I first worked and I was installing satellite before I was called into ministry. When my boss sent you on an assignment, he sent me to Ekiti to do some internet checkup and all of that. If you come back to the office without results, see, we were practically shaking, like, why is this thing not working? It's not because we didn't try. You know, oh my God. Do you know they lodged me in a very good room? They gave me room service. I don't know what they call Africana dish or something. They gave me, in fact, the AC was so cool. But excuse me, do you know what was in my mind? The bed was so large. But what was in my mind is that, Lord, this thing must work. It's not about the bed. It's about somebody is expecting results. So imagine you now came back, you ate the Africana dish, you ate the sweet potato, the rice and the beef was nice. They say, but did it work? And I say, actually, sir, what? And we tried, what? If we see it that way, and if I go to a village, it's not about anything, it's about it must work.
Yes.
Lord, it must work. It has to work. You know, imagine we're supposed to come back from that state maybe like 3 days ago. We can't return because it has not worked. No. If you want to return, you can't come back to the office in Lagos and say, well, sir, we tried, it didn't work. The man was not calling. So what are you people doing? Have you checked the IP address? Did you do this other one? Did you do this other one? I said, we are trying it, sir. We are trying it, sir. We became very useful. Because even the people were now saying, why is this thing not working? We thought we trust your company. No wonder. The people of the world cannot trust our Jesus. You know what? We are not producing results. Teaching them to observe. Teaching them. Now, if you say, who can help me? What is observe? Please help me now. To closely. And that is it. Please write it down. Because you must. We are talking about what we trust Baba to help us with. To closely and what, ma? Please note our word. If you say to closely monitor. Yeah, it's all right. But when you add carefully, look at me. If I want my sweetheart now to closely and carefully monitor something, it means that I must be with her to describe as per to details. Are you seeing what will bring result? It's not just take care, sweetheart. Just check all through. The answer is there. We'll see next week when it is all right. You can't see results. Actually, this process is slow, but sure. The other process is fast, but empty. Teaching them to observe. Lord, if you accept teaching them is okay. We could teach them. But to observe. Let me ask you. How many of you can observe everything here? No, you will only observe one at a time. Are you following me now? You want to take a nation. It is, we are coming back to, they are not stable. You follow me? Is to make him observe that particular matter. You want to make your teeth to observe it. You know, I heard somebody say that Peter preached 3 minutes message. I said, because the Bible summarized it. You thought 3,000 souls just came. No. You go and read that. Sit down and read that chapter 2 again. You will see logical explanation that appeals to intellect. So Peter just preached a 3 minutes. 3 minutes message. Those people, stubborn people that even Moses could not succeed with. No lazy person have results in evangelism and discipleship. You know all this? Well, Lord, I don't even know what to say, but I know you help me. Stop that. Stop that. That's not a good statement. You see, you know when they say, when Brother V called me and said, I was just like, Lord, what will I say now? Lord, what will I say? Stop that. Did you hear Peter say, I don't even know what to say? Somebody said, but Jesus said that at that time it shall be given to us. Well, go and read it again. You see, some of you don't read Bible. You will just quote what is out of context. Jesus was saying something in context of persecution. He's there from the day Jesus Christ himself. The Bible says, as his manner was. The day he read Luke chapter 4, that is Isaiah 61. He has been in that temple as a regular reader. Some of you thought that Jesus Christ never read and studied. No, some people thought he just came up, bam. You know, he told the Pharisee, have you read? Because he read. All Jesus knew, he read it. If he didn't read it, he's not our Savior. He can't be our Savior. He didn't read, and he wants to be my leader. He has to go through everything I want to go through for him to be our Savior. So Jesus studied scriptures and memorized them. It is written. He read it. So let's draw that line. As I trust that this will ring in your heart. One. Dismantle every understanding you have about demons in all those villages. To respect them is to disappoint the cross. All power. All power. But Bobrinka is there. It's not there. It's not there. You will let me. I something that I can never forget. I can never forget. Was the true story of a man. Please listen. I want to rush now. The true story of a man who had dined and wine with the devil. He had dined and wine with the devil. This man can transport himself. You know, he can rise like this. What do you call astral traveling or something? And then he can go to another nation. Imagine somebody here who go to another nation and kill people and come back home. That's the level of his involvement with the devil. He could make, if he sees somebody die like this, he could transport that kind of death and make it repeat itself on that person. True life. I've forgotten his name now. I could ask you to Google it. Once I remember, I will send it to the page. You need to watch that thing. True life. Where am I going? He came in encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ through a church and all of that. Story, culture. Then he said, one day as I got disturbed, like, Jesus, if you want to save me. If you are not saving me, just leave me alone. He had the revelation. And he saw himself on the way to hell. And he's a mighty evangelist today. He saw himself on the way to hell and Satan appeared to him. And Satan said, look at you. I've been your father all this while. You know too many secrets about me. This man is, he worships the devil. He said, high level satanic worship. And he said the devil was so enraged that it's as if it was going to tear him apart. He said he didn't know how the cross appeared in his hand. And he did like this to the devil. He said the devil was... He said he was standing like a baby. I will never forget. Never. Satan's rage is an empty noise. Wait until you show him his defeat on the cross. When Satan knows you know that he actually has no power, watch the things that happen in your effort in evangelism and discipleship. We have, by the grace of God, seen addictions break like this. Why? When we started exalting what Jesus said. He broke. He just broke. He broke like this in people's life. Why? We began to recognize what Jesus, and we were telling the people, oh God, you don't understand. This smoking, he says, it's a lie. The smoking has no power. Listen to what, and it's a teaching. You see, it's not a telling. I don't understand. I'll say it again. I don't understand. I'll say it again. It's a label. So I want us to get this clear. Whatever Jesus says is final. You can't add to it, you can't remove from it. Introduction. Did you hear that? The first and most important matter in effective evangelism is to carry the message of the gospel as a what? My brothers and sisters, as a what? Can that word be loud and clear? As a what? Please, loud and clear. As a what? Before being expressed as a conversation. So the gospel you are trying to preach, do you carry the life? Can you boldly say, I've been affected by the gospel? The gospel message is not a talk. It's actually the message of a life. Jesus is a life. The cross is not a story. It actually happened. It's an experience. Resurrection is not a story. It's an experience. So you cannot reduce the message to a mere talk without the life. Because what you are trying to explain is a life. Jesus is not a topic. Salvation is not a topic. Salvation is not something to say. It's actually an experience that happened. And until it has happened to you, it can't mean anything to them. What's salvation? Soteria, which means what? Deliverance. You see, I'm begging God for you, my friends, as I'm trusting God for my own heart. What's soteria? Deliverance. One, deliverance from sin. See, I put this to you, and I look at. Does that mean that all our sisters and our brothers, does that mean they don't have something to do before they came to evangelism? Is it not because we love God, we want something to happen? That's why we are here. And we cannot be like this, and then we don't have the key. It's only a waste of time, honestly. I don't like that kind of thing. Deliverance. Can somebody be free from prison, and they say, Oga, you don't come and say, thank God, oh. I don't come at all. In fact, yeah, I congratulate you. But the thing where they say, I still visit that prison once a while. They still lock me up once a while. Is he really free? Talk to me loud. Is he really free? It's not what? So he may be free. Some people are free, but they are not free indeed. Whosoever the Son shall set free. See, if anybody is partially free, free for 2 weeks, free for 4 months, is he free? The mark of freedom is consistency. Your consistency in being outside of that bondage is the freedom. Once a while, it's not free. You are lying. You still lie. You can't preach. You don't have the life. You want to preach the truth. Christ, the life, is the truth. You are now still a lying person. Forget. Don't follow us again. So say, don't follow us again. You may even affect us. Yes. You know, one brother among them was not correct. He got out. They had to replace him with Matthias. Don't follow us again. Settle yourself, then follow us after you are settled. It's not me, we didn't hate you. Say, Brother Kenny, are you not going? He said, where? You know that you have not experienced the message. Oh, does that mean those who are going to preach the message are perfect people? No. But what is their imperfection? It's not sin. You see that? You know, some people have mistake. Nobody is perfect. For you. No, we are all sin. No. We explain the imperfection of the Bible. It's there. Even Paul is imperfect. It's there. But Paul said it. We have renounced hidden works of dishonesty. You see that? So our imperfection is not sin. No. Imperfection is not sin. The gospel message is a life. You cannot express that life except you carry it as a life. No. As by the grace of God, as I've been privileged to, by God's grace, see several people come to the Lord, one thing I saw that each time God will point my attention to it and I say, Lord, may I not lose this thing? I've seen people call me from other countries. We heard your message when you said that thing happened to you. It has been the most powerful one. Most of the results I've seen, they will say, when you told us you were formerly in masturbation and pornography, and that you used to be polluted several times, and now it's been years you've been free. He said, my heart wanted to know. And isn't it amazing? And I tell you the truth, a lot of the brethren that the Lord has brought to the Lord through me are still remaining. Some of them are now preaching and bringing others to Christ. And it gives me joy. Why? I first of all discovered that I'm a deceiver. I can't preach a message I'm not living. That was the first thing I said to my life. Because I saw that I was going to church, but I was a liar. I still had lust. And guy is still there. Someone said, he provoked me. You can't provoke what is not inside you. If you eat rice and I use a morugu to provoke you, can you vomit, Panendia? What will you vomit?
Rice.
So you say he provoked me. It's because anger is still seated. And the man you are supposed to express is meek and lowly in heart. I got this encounter 2009. I have to tell God, deal with this issue before you send me out. No wonder I sat on there for 3.5 years. The crucial matter of your life. Let me tell you something. I've seen people who I've preached to who had rejected my message. Yes, they rejected Jesus' message. Amen. And was Jesus also rejected? Yes, so they will reject us. That's not new. Nah. Jesus was. Who is as powerful as Jesus? Nobody. Who is as knowledgeable as Jesus? Nobody. Who is as great, pure, and holy as Jesus? Nobody. Yes, he was here, and men still rejected him. See, they reject him, they will reject you. But it's not like continual barrenness. So have you been delivered? You see, the gospel is not a message of forgiveness alone. It is a savior. You shall call his name Yehoshua. Jesus, for he shall deliver, save his people from their sin. Express language from the mouth of the angel. So anybody who claims to follow Yehoshua must be delivered from their sin. He's not delivered, he's not following Yehoshua, he's not following him. He's not following Jesus. You still see yourself, whether in your business, whether in your school, whether, you know, there are so many things that have turned us to be liars now. You know, there are diplomatic lies. There are white lies. There are blue lies. There are colorful lies. You see that now? Now, let me begin to explain some of those blue lies, white lies, diplomatic lies. So, as somebody who even pointed, Abraham lied. You thought Abraham, God approved it. Hope you know the Bible says, for all have sinned and all fall short of glory. Because it's Adam till Moses, all died, including Abraham. It is because Baba Abraham just believed God. God said, God counted it. Hope you know it is God counted it. Right? No, they didn't say his righteousness. They said God counted it. God accepted it. Because he wanted to establish something. Because Abraham's mistake is affecting us today. Because death was raining in them too, in him. Jesus is our example, not Abraham. Don't look at the way Abraham lied. The pastor said, if Abraham lied, Isaac also lied. Are they not here of the promise? You go and read your Bible very well. That's why Jesus had to come. Then God should have left us with Abraham. Eh? No, he didn't even say, who is the man? Who did Moses also lift up? He lifted up the serpent. So that when Jesus Christ lifted up, we know that that's what Moses too was trying to talk about. How many of you know that the crucial people that has to do with our faith, they are Abraham, the father of faith. What did God do with Abraham? He signified the death of Jesus. Isaac was laid on the altar on the Mount of Moriah. Do you remember? The next person crucial is the law. Faith, law, Moses. And then God also was signifying by the law. Lift up the pole. put the serpent, he still put a signification of what we are to expect. So the faith, the law, and the reality. Jesus himself. So anybody points to anything inside the Bible that is outside Christ, say, well, but Abraham also lied. No! Elijah called fire down because he was angry. Elijah is not our focus. Someone said, but Elijah went to heaven. Bible didn't say so. He went by chariot or fire. He was taken up to heaven. When Jesus Christ came, did you hear Jesus Christ say, no one has ever seen the Father except he that came from heaven? All of them are in paradise. Hope you know that. Where is paradise? It's not below. Which area? I don't know. You can't Google map it. It's not below. So if you don't sit down, study your Bible, you will mix up a lot of things. And you will not understand. Am I delivered from sin? Am I delivered? If I'm falling, that's what I told God. I saw I was struggling. Everybody respected me, but I was struggling. I was the preacher of holiness, but I was struggling. In me, I know. I preached one message somewhere. The power of the Holy Ghost came down. People were baptized, speaking in tongues. I just stood there and said, hey! Oluwa ko je mi o. That's what I said. Because of Brother Jude. I said, Lord, this one does not move me. Me like this that I know. Holy Ghost, you are still moving. God scares me. God can bypass you and honor the people's faith. Some of you see miracles, things that God can honor the faith. You know, some people just want something. And since it's the name of Jesus Christ you call, not the name of the devil. It's the Bible you open, not Guru Maharaj's book. God will honor the people's faith. And you, they will come and deal with you later. So that's a costly assumption, but we sang in your name. We heal in your name. We do this in your name. Because I bypass you, it's the people's faith. Your faith is unto me, not you. Because all power is given to me, not you. If I close this message here, honestly, I felt in my spirit that that is good. Are you delivered? I am not talking about 2 months out of prison, you later went back, they lock you up. You got again, somebody was there, and then you came out and said, brother, I am thank God, oh, they released me again. So, but yeah, it's possible I may see check back, because you know it's not easy to be outside. Can I talk to you? One time like that, you know, I just felt like, you know, God has helped me. Now I'm really moving on in the Lord and I'm growing. Until one day, I watched a movie. In that movie, they were practicing lesbianism there. It was an interesting movie. Yeah, the action movie. You see the devil? Action, iniquity, action. Like sandwich. Action in front, iniquity in the middle, sinfulness. Things against the principle of Christ. And then back it up with action. So you can't stand up. You watch it to the end. Open up your soul to pollution. And you want the power. How many times have we asked for power? How many times have we asked for power? Leon Bonke said, stop asking for fire. What did you do with the last one? That day I stopped asking for fire. Fire, Lord! Fire, Lord! Leon Bonke said, the last one you got. You thought every manufacture fire? As if the same way I said, you know, and there's sometimes we want to add it, we say, fresh fire, Lord, you see? So which one is old? Whatever comes from heaven, who told you is old? He's supposed to be springing forth, stir up the gift, so it's not supposed to be old. It's always fresh. Fresh fire, said, which one, what did you do with the last one? No, the last one, you lost it in front of the TV. You lost it in front of African magic, and that's why there are a lot of magics in your life. You lost it there. So that day I was watching the TV, and then Catwoman, she was rescuing people, you know. She would go and rescue people, and you say, ah, no, I know it was that nice, and Superman, you know, that looks, only for one thing. They have slaughtered evil in my house. Satan is. He's a deceiver. He has no power, but he still has deceit. And he knows our eyes are a powerful gateway in the realm of the spirit. These eyes. They don't just see things. they capture spiritual things also. Your eyes capture iniquity and can defile you. It doesn't just capture picture. It captures the spirit behind that picture. And it's in you. You don't know. So I have been crying to God. I said, what is it, Lord? We will be praying. Is he hard like this? We are not joking now. We are praying now. We want you to conquer that place. Why is he hard like this? Hey, all these babalawo, they just twa. If they talk, it will work. Why are we like this? God said, why are you like that? The last time, where did you see them? Sometimes you carry mic now. It's a lie. That's an empty tongue. Because you have opened your soul continually to iniquity. The eyes of the Lord cannot behold. Now, how the Lord lives in you. You are watching lesbianism. I said, no, but it's one sin. It's just one sin. Because he didn't feel the whole something. Z-word. Excuse me. How many of you know that? You may not like this message. Maybe this will be the last time I'll preach. No problem. How many of you know that I've stopped watching them? So maybe you should help me. Maybe you update me. But I've watched some. Imagine they want to show us somebody was in love and then they something. You know, they have terrible storylines that don't finish. The storylines never finishes. And then they will say this one went in front of his idol. You know, they will show you idolatry. You don't know. They will show you idolatry and something. And you are watching. That means you are approving idolatry. Galatians 5:19. Go and read it. Works of the flesh. And you see before idolatry. Normally, when you say idolatry, hatred should rise in your spirit. But now you are smiling. It's not entertainment to you. You now want to win souls. Look, this was what I saw. And God said, stop what this is. Stop deceiving yourself and stop wasting the time of the people. So somebody should stop. So that the people stop you from coming or you stop going. Yes. When the Lord began to say, you are approving. I said, Lord, I didn't approve idolatry. He said, you didn't approve idolatry. But you just approved that thing that they just did there. Do you know there was one person who confused the people of Israel? And while they were still trying to settle that thing in the camp, Balaam, Balak issue. They were still trying to settle that thing in the camp. There one useless Israelite strolling with a girlfriend. What happened? One is like, took up and spear him. Why? Because God said, for that thing that this one did, tell him, his generation shall never be forgotten. Why? God loves holiness till tomorrow. That's it. We have abused grace. And grace has become disgrace. We don't understand grace. Grace is an empowerment to live holy. Before, we can't live holy. But now, grace has come to live effortlessly holy. That's not grace. God cannot lower his standard. Never. So God came down to us and raised us to his standard. That's grace. Did you get it? The standard did not change. Who wrote the law?
God.
It's God. You see, God is not someone that says, that law is not okay. But he removed that. That's not God. Whatever God does is eternal. That law is eternal. So he wrote the law. That's the standard. You can't match up to it. I come down to your level and the word became flesh and then took us to that standard. That's grace. So nobody should tell us that, well, you see, I don't know why your own is even too high hard like this. It's not about hard. We've been taking up. And when we are now taking up, everybody still sees that standard. They now say, how come you are able to meet up with the standard? You now say, grace. Did you get that? Sister Tola. How come you are able to meet up with this? We have watched your life, the way you live. It seems to me that there is a power working in you. You are gentle, you are meek. You are not disturbed by lack. You are not disturbed. We know that you don't have everything, but how come you are so curtailed? Grace. That's when you now tell them, grace. I was lifted from where I am to the standard of God. He has made us to sit in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, where God the Father, who is holy, whom you cannot see, sitting. So see, Jesus took us there. Not as if God came down and remained at our useless level. You know, he took us there. So we are now at the standard of God. That's grace. Let's close that point. Brethren, what I'm sharing with you today, I'm still praying about it on my own life. And I'm not done yet. Because until the message is deeper in you, I find out that you will speak people we compare to listen. I've seen it. Sir, I'm sharing as a brother. I'm preaching inside the bus. People were bringing out jota. Bus. They will bring out Bible. I'm talking their jota. Sometimes it shocks me. It's not as if it happens once, not twice, not three times. They will just, you see them writing. People are jotting. Why? I'm not telling you a story. I'm talking to you about a life, an experience. On my way from Ibadan to Ede, I gave a message. Muslims were many in that bus. I don't preach again inside the bus. Why? The instruction in Matthew says teach. So if you are going to talk about correct teaching, every correct teaching is first an announcement and an explanation. That's teaching. You first declare, you preach. Do you know that in the church, we are supposed to be teaching, but we preach in the church? What should you do to members of the church? Teach. But what do we still do to them? Preach. You are still announcing to them. No. These ones I've had, they need to be too taught. So every teaching is an announcement plus explanation that leads to observation. The explanation leads to observation. Detail. The person goes, okay. Ibadan to Ede. And I gave the message. I taught the word I never knew. As we alighted at Oshogbo, a brother came to me. He said, thank you very much for that message. I said, it's great to go. I know some of the Muslims there didn't like the message, but I didn't, because I was teaching them, and I wasn't talking against Allah, I wasn't talking against Muhammad, but you know I'm talking about your religion. And I felt that kai. You know, when you are teaching a Muslim, are doing like this. You understand? Muslims are doing like this. Not that they did it once, so. You know that you are hitting, you are scattering something. And only heaven tells how many lives have been affected. Do you know, I think after a year or thereabout, this brother dialed my number. Hello, sir. I'm the brother in the bus you preach, a year after or two. I remember after 2 years, another brother from the north. Hello, sir. I'm so person. I say, who is that? There. I say, I'm the brother where you preach so and so 2 years ago. So please, this was the scripture you used. 2 years I have not recovered. That's what he said. I went back to God and said, Baba, whatever make this thing work, I want more. No, I don't just want two people now. I want more. And I found that the Lord said, it's one secret. What you are trying to say, do you have the life? Let's talk. So you see, you need to check. Because if we are supposed to move from there, we will now face the cross in the life of a preacher. But we can't go there today. We will accept the cross, the power of the cross, in the life of a preacher. The daily walking of the life of the cross. Let me tell you something. When we get to Alaba, you'll be shocked. I'm saying these things confidently. You will be shocked, because it will be no more about you. You will just find out that, because what you brought is life. It's not just a message. The message is life. Aha, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. The Spirit of God just pointed my attention. Please, can you trust God? I believe we are all children of God. So, you know, you can. I will add this, because what we are trying to explain here, the messenger, are you getting it now? Is synonymous to this, and I know we have seen this for spiritual laws. Maybe some of us still have it at home, and we've been trained on how to use it. So we will correspond this. But I'm believing God that I will not pass the time, because I believe choir people are still having time today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, until the message of the gospel has found bearing from the cross in your life, then every attempt to go and win the loss is what? A victim cannot produce a victor. You can't be a victim and tell somebody else you'll be a victor. No. I hope you know, don't be religious like me. I thought that, you know, me, my own is lying. I'm not like him. I'm not smoking. No. All iniquity is the same. So you are in the same level with that brother you are trying to save. Even that little thing you say is in your life. I found out that, brethren, I'm begging you, friends. I'm begging you. Salvation is deliverance. So, it's deliverance. So, you have not seen it. You have not seen it new. I beg of you. This is the gospel. It's deliverance. I'm a lover of movie. Hey, I can stop eating if I see movie. It's a terrible thing in my life. Early in the morning, they must not bring lights. You know, if there's no light, I can be cursing NEPA just because I want to satisfy. Some of you cannot pass by and say, "Fimuniye." You will ask. Even if you only go send you on a message, you will ask. Sorry, sir. This is where we are leaking. Sincerely, sir. Some people don't. Some people say, okay, well, go and ask the revival of John Wesley, Charles G. Finney, Father Nash. Go and ask all those people. You thought they sat down with this? Satan knows that more distraction means more powerlessness for the church. He knows. See, Satan knows I can't argue with the church that they don't have power. They have it. And I cannot collect it because the master gave them. But let's distract them. That's all. Distraction. Now, you know why, by the grace of God, I'm privileged to say these things? By God's grace, I've seen people come to the Lord, and it gladdens my heart. And I said, "So, Lord, this is what I'm missing." He said, "That's what you are missing. No, go deeper in it, and you see more results." Oh. So, if I want more results, I should go deeper in death to self, death to sin, death to the world. I see more results. Effortlessly. I met a young boy 2 days ago. And I was trying to explain to him. And then he told me, "Sir, I saw myself." And they took what they used to call Uluvi. He said, "I saw they took my placenta. They buried it in one bedroom." I think he said he was looking for it in one bedroom. He's not in another bedroom. So he led to another bedroom. I said, "Shut up." After I said all that, and he said, "Sir, there's another problem I'm facing," and all of that. And I told him, "When did you accept Christ?" He said, "Under your ministration, sir." Eh? That was where I got. "You accepted Christ under my ministration?" He said, "Well," he described the place with this. Listen to me. By the time I finished teaching him to observe, we are now looking at it. Oh yeah, read, study. And I say, "Look at me, hear me." By the time he finished, he said, "Okay, yes, sir. Now I understand." Hey, sir, if they like it, bury inside the toilet. Do you know that boy? I practically saw the devil that came with him left. The depression upon him left. You see, "You shall know the truth." I didn't tell him, "You see, let's pray." I said, "The thing I'm telling you, I have experienced it. Oh yeah, watch me. Because the message is in my life." Look at what our brother said. Look at how many times we have gone to that place. You think you don't have something better to do when you go to that place? "I don't have something better to do in my life if I'm going about to go and preach. God saved me from a very ghastly accident last year. That would have claimed a terrible one. So I'll be going about. Somebody is waiting to kill me. And then I will not be correct. He will kill me 12. I better be correct so that I can be well defended. So that when it is the right time to die, no problem." Please, go and meditate on that introduction. I know the Spirit of God has a way of making you to see more. If you don't mind, if you now have questions, we could raise it. Until you see the cross and it terminates the life of the old nature, you can't be a messenger. You can't. Because anytime you are saying it, it will be like a basket. You know basket, if you are trying to pour water inside a basket, it will be leaking. That brother actually, look at what Brother Joe said. He said there's a brother that wants to change. He said, some of those people are not really bad. Sincerely, if you want to be honest, some people want to change. They say, brother, I want air. I remember preaching to one brother, he was smoking like this. Pastor, I hear you. Igbo, I hear you. I hear you. I let him finish. Then he finished. By the time I began with him, honestly, I saw that man wants to follow Jesus. The face calmed down. He said, I'm in bondage. I want help. And this is a person that cultists. In fact, as I was talking there, number two of the cult of that area came, and we know them. And they know me. So he came and said, you there preaching? Now sit down. He didn't answer. Do you know he's supposed to stand? They were trying to join. No, he sat down. Men are looking for help. You know, our master announced something. Don't let the devil whisper to your ear. Our master said something. The harvest is what? Ripe. The what? The laborers are. Which kind of laborer? You know, even the few laborers that we have are weak. You know what I said? Lord, these people will not yet say, they are not this. They are too stubborn. God said, what did I say? The harvest is what? In fact, Jesus warned them. Said, don't say that are yet 4 months. There's no 4 months anywhere. This guy wants to be saved now. It's you that your life is perforated. Binga, correct your life. I'm sorry, sir. So I'm the one that will be hindering this brother now from getting there. You are the one. So I switch off my TV. It's been many years now. And I like my life. If you visit us in our house, you just find a DT. And you see, what's the color you see on TV screen? If it's not on. Black. There's a world of darkness. That's why it's happening. It's not in the Bible. World of darkness. Waiting for you to switch it on so that the darkness can appear. Are there some good things on TV? A lot of good things on TV. See, if I switch off, it's when I want to watch something that will bless my spirit that I own it. I told you, you will not rule me. How can one pangolo be ruling me? Imagine you sit down like this. Somebody is trying to call you. What? When the person is trying to call you, pause it. Man, don't disturb. Can you? Don't disturb. And you're doing like this. You see, your own mind is arrested. Every focus arrested. You can't. If the Holy Ghost is talking to you at that time, you can't hear. Because. I've seen people that say, oh, she filmed me, Dada. You know what? They didn't do this film very well. No, that guy should not have died. Brother, have you seen people crying? Brother Roberto and Star Juliana. You know, God warned me, they said, your emotion that you should spend on lost souls, you are wasting it in emptiness. Benga, if you spend few times weeping in my presence for those lives, you know you'll have pushed an agenda in the kingdom of God. But I see Lucifer simply place before you another vision. Friends, let me beg us. I'm pleading with us. The work we are doing in Alaba Nation and it's not a small work. But if we ourselves have not experienced this thing, let's forget it. Let's forget it. Let's close with this scripture. Do I still have time? It's ready. Now, open your Bible to John chapter 4. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I hear something. Can we bow down our heads and pray? Who among us wants to make a decision? Do you know some of you, I say it with all humility, some of you are trying to break addiction in people in Alabai Igbo camp, but you are also addicted to movies. Why not let's break the log in your own eyes before we remove this small speck in their own eyes? You see how you're addicted to football. You can't miss a league. Never. You will never miss it. But you can miss your quiet time. Would you pray quietly in your heart? Lord, I have not experienced this message. Show me the cross. It's not being free for 2 months. And then get entangled again with anger. And then get, Lord, show me. Take a decision today to go back to search out. Truly, we are not saying you didn't accept Jesus. Truly, we are not saying that you didn't want to serve the Lord. But you know you are dragging. And I hope somebody will not be emotional about it again today. I pray somebody will take it that I'm going, Lord, to search out. In Jesus' name we pray. Raise your head. I pray that it is all of you, my friends, who are here. I really pray so. But in case it's just one person, let me share with that one person. I am not, by the grace of God, like some other friends I've seen. I saw God granted me a grace. I told myself, Lord, I can't continue. Other brothers may manage sin and iniquity and then repent today, ask forgiveness regularly. That's not what I saw in my Bible. I didn't see Paul talk like that. I didn't see Peter talk like that. So, Lord, I'm going to abandon food until I see what the truth is for 5 days. No food. Sat down with the Bible day and night. Mosquito. I was there. Crying and praying. Show me, Lord. Show me, Lord. After that time, I went on another day, 5 days. This time, I break every day. I was there crying, show me, Lord. Begging, show me, Lord. Jesus saved me, not to be a struggling son, but a victor. Show me, Lord. He showed me. Since the day I saw it, by the grace of God, I'm living every day as a sin. Pride. I say, is it pride to talk about the cross? Paul said, I will boast except in the cross. That's what he said. I was preaching to one brother and I said, do you commit sin? He said, person did we know they commit sin? I said, by the grace of God, I don't. Hey! He practically was shouting, come see, person we no commit sin. Oh! I said, is he? No, you know why did I look so special? Eh? Probably in all his 10 or 15, 25 years of his life, he has never had that. But imagine all of us around the street is our testimony. Will it be strange to him? Maybe I just finished announcing that somebody else came. What was that brother discussing? Hey, come see, he said, no, they sing. I also, because I saw the cross. Hey, by the time you see, hey, by the time you get from that person, do you know that after maybe the fourth, fifth, that hey will reduce? What is it that they know that I don't know? They're trying to talk to somebody, you say, by the grace of God, come on, don't tell me that. He can't walk past away, take our area. Big church in the temple. Amen. Come on. What? We have neglected the cross and we are watching TV. We've neglected the cross. We left our Bibles. We are looking at magazine. I put it to you, friends, by the grace of God, I still see people come to the Lord in their numbers. And I told God this morning while I pray. I said, God, if you can please give me more than 200 million souls as a life. My prayer this morning. And as I said something in me, said 200 million, that's about a nation. I about billions. Okay, Lord, if I can. Because I see fathers like Ryambunke and I said, Lord, 75 million. Am I even up to their level? If your heart is panting after the gospel, you will see souls being won. You know, your own heart after the gospel, you know, on Wednesday. After Wednesday, until next Wednesday. You know how many times you saw it came in your app? Talk to that brother, just say, well, later, Wednesday. I beg you. If it's not all of you, maybe one person. You will go home and say, Lord, I want to see it. I'm tired. Many of our sisters here, you're supposed to be mothers to many. People will call you a mother, yet you are not a pastor's wife. At your young age, you'll be racing lives. Why? The life you caught from the cross. John chapter 4. Now, Brother Binsa, If we are praying, you know, when you told us, you know, God helped you, sir, but maybe as the Lord helps us, this kind of retreat for this unit is not one day. It's not the 4 hours. No. It's not. Let's split it to two. If we now spend 3 hours first day, your son is sorry, sir. Then don't let us juggle it. Matter of souls is serious. Don't juggle it. Don't let us do all righteousness. We did retreats. Yes, we don't see. It's time to stop programs. Which program do you find in the Bible in the early church? 3 days, preaching, Paul, the apostle. Do you see it in your Bible? Sunday. Yeah, they had better results than we have. Sometimes I look at myself, I say, Lord, you better teach me, because all this is what I'm shouting about. What is it that they did? And I found that. Look at John 4. Simple, effective method from our master. Now, this may mean that we will do, because I don't want to disobey my leader in reference to the time. Who is reading for me John chapter 4? Let's start from verse 1.
Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize but his disciples did, that is in parenthesis, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee.
Amen. You know, we are not trying to compare, but it's just amazing. All the ministry of John put together, Jesus was already superseding it. Are you following me? All the ministry of John put together, Jesus Christ had not spent too much time, and he was already what? Because that's the man we are looking for. That's his method. It's only his method that we look at. Not anybody's method. Not even John's method. But it's not even Jesus. It's even the people he's raising. He must be a great man. Go on, please.
Verse 4. But he needed to go through Samaria. Okay, sorry, from verse 3.
No, continue, sir.
Yeah, and departed again to Galilee.
Yes, sir.
But he needed to go through Samaria.
Yes, sir.
So he came to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph.
Now, Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Which Jacob is that? Oh, Jacob. Jacob that gave back to Israel. Okay, go on.
Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour.
Please fix your eyes on our master Jesus. Did you see a real life? Please, everybody say real life situation.
Real life situation.
Jesus Christ being wearied about his journey is about sixth hour. I don't know if the translation of the sixth hour. What's that sixth hour? That's about maybe 6 o'clock or something. 12 noon, but 12 noon. 12 noon, no, sorry, not 6 o'clock. 12 noon. And then being wearied of his journey, he what?
Yeah, being wearied of his journey, sat thus by the well.
Yes, sir.
It was about the sixth hour. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A woman of Samaria came to draw.
Everybody say real life situation.
Real life situation.
Now, this is not, let's go for evangelism. Evangelism is not what you do, it's a life. Once you reduce evangelism to let's go and do. Hope you know Acts 1:8 says, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be. Not ye shall do. Ye shall be. It will be a witness. It's what you be. Not what you do. You don't go and preach. You've missed it there. Well, again, you want to go and preach. You have missed it. It's not you shall be. You must become it to live it. It's a lifestyle. You don't come to evangelism unit and then you are trying to go and preach. No. You must be. So, you see, we are tracing insight. Are you an evangelist? Are you a witness? Is that what you are? So, look at Jesus. This is what he is. He sat down by the well, being wearied of his journey. A woman was going to fetch what? Real life situation. There was no calculation. Why would they not run away? Because they know we come every Wednesday. Hope you know they will know that we come every Wednesday.
Yes.
Abima. So, what about him thought? They will soon come. So, you see, they will run. I've seen people run away from me. So I said, no. Well, I'm coming to give you good news. You are running away. So change strategy, and you won't know time again. Amen. Yeah. I said, power shift and when is it? That's not what I said. What you are? Can we trust God that sometimes, Robbie? I said sometimes. I'm not trying to break church protocol now. I'm saying sometimes we can just say to our brothers that on the day there is no Wednesday. you just go. It may not be all of us. Imagine all, okay, I don't know how it is done, sir. But imagine all of us, everyone will just carry bus and start playing. Ah, they know we come, so they will start running over to for phone belly on my parents. I see people run away from me. You know, before I will carry my Bible. Amen, amen. Bless you. They kept running. How can you carry Bible and say, good evening, brothers? You already know. You know, there's a way also that when we go to a place, when you see people talking, you know, just say, Ekason. They already know that your greeting, the manner of your approach, they want to preach. You say, they know. And the devil inside them say, that's when the urine that is not necessary will come on somebody. It's distraction. Satan has no power, it's distraction. So, you see, you don't plan evangelism, you will fail. I bet you, I failed several times. Because, what are you trying to do? You want to go and preach. You can't, Jesus. Real life. Jesus Christ being weary, tired of the journey, sat by the well, a woman of Samaria, come in real life. Go on, please.
Yeah, a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. For his disciples had...
Was Jesus pretending? Was he pretending? You know, before I said, okay, no strategies to... You know, there's a place I'm going, but let me start it. Real life situation, because people respond to real life situation, not to strategies. People don't respond to real life. Give me water to drink. Yes, sir.
Yeah. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food.
I don't even know why all of them had to go. Please, to buy food, it takes how many people? One person and the other person can go. But all 12 people, I don't know, we don't know why. See, all of them shall went. Yes, go on.
Then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew...
Please listen as we close. Look at this real life. The woman by herself brought up religious matter. By herself. You know, for me to project, I will say data in English, you are a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. When you look at the English of how is it, how is it? When did we start this kind of relationship? Go on, please.
Yeah, how is it that
you've been a Jew
from me?
Ask what?
A drink from me. Yes. American woman.
Imagine that woman, she's still standing on her religious conviction. Yes?
For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.
She brought it up herself. Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Jesus answered and said to her,
I like that. Jesus Christ didn't murmur. Jesus Christ didn't complain. Jesus answered. It was an answer. What you just did is you're asking me a question. So it was an answer. If you are conversing with somebody asks you a question, you genuinely answer. He said, light, you will answer. Yes, sir.
If you knew the gift of God,
I wish I can do small drama and call one sister to sit down here, but because of my time. And Jesus said, if you know the person talking to you, does that look like bragging? No. It was real. If you know the person talking to you, you will not have said what you have said. Real life. He knew the message. Imagine you are talking to somebody. If you know the experience I had following Jesus, you will not say what you say until you listen to me. Yeah. I have done it several and it has worked. I said, look, I'm not talking to you what I've not practiced. I give you a date. This thing happened in my life at some time, and then the same struggle you have. You just see them. Jesus said, if you know the person talking to you, go on, sir.
Yeah. If you knew the gift of God and who it is, who...
Look at that. If you knew the gift of God, I'm a gift of God. Brother, thank God I met you today. I'm telling you, sir. The person was like, thank God I met you. Tim Bakpa didn't, sir, thank God I met you today. And I want you to be happy that you met me today. Because what I'm about to share with you is what has changed me. And it's been 7 years now. You know, people look at you and say, Do you know that? I don't know if it's in your language too. In Yoruba land, they say, "Togun eni ba dani loju." It means if you are sure of your charm and you use it to eat your head, I don't know if I'm correct. That means if you are bold that what you've carried is real, you are not ashamed to say it. Look at Jesus. Please write down effective method. One, real life situation. This one is a lifestyle. Two, real life situation. One is a lifestyle. Two, real life situation. Let me apply that. I don't know how we've been going before, sir, to Igbo camp or something. Do you know that a day can come? You see, you focus. Let's say we've been walking now. We saw a brother who had given us a kind of listening ear. Do you know that next time we're going, we don't need to go and visit new people. We need to just go to the brother, and from what he's doing, imagine you just come, say, well, I know they come. No, we didn't come to preach. Do you have anything you want to do, clothes you want to wash, or farm work, or something? Let's go together. I could spare my 1 hour. Let's just do it together. Do you know that you can go on that simple real life situation alone? You meet somebody washing, you join. It's a lifestyle. You see, it's not what, let's go and talk to them. It's not, evangelism is not what you go and talk to people. It's a lifestyle. Two, real life situation. Always look for real life situation. Opportunities on real life. The other application that may be hard for us, because we want to really do a work, it may mean that we may be sleeping over there. Aha, you see, the work of evangelism and discipleship is work. Because when you come to tutor, teach them to observe. That's staying with. I've done that several times. You can come and meet me. Sometimes I go to sleep there. And we sit down together. Because what I want to tell you, you may not get it in 1 hour. In 2 hours. And I tell you, bye-bye, TV next Wednesday. No. We're talking about what works. Real life situation. Real life. You see, it demands a breathing in and breathing out. Amen. Read on, sir. Please sit down, Brother Jude. If you know the gift of God,
you knew the gift of God.
Yes.
Who it is who says to you, give me a drink.
Yes.
You would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
Did you see the confidence of Jesus? Please put there, real life situation, after religion, gospel must be shared with confidence. Confidence. Real life situation and must be shared with confidence. The gospel only thrives in the atmosphere of confidence. You must be confident. I hope you know boldness is different from bold faith. If you are confident about it, we know. I'm not trying to harass me. You are confident. It has worked in your own life. Read on, sir.
The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water, and the well is deep."
Are you seeing? Does that not look like argument? No, she's trying to argue again. Is that not so? Oh, it's because of time. I would have wanted all of us to discuss one by one. Sir, please, sir. Just give me 2 minutes to do that. I want all of us to, I think I need one or two people. What do you see in this conversation? Please read that place a little bit. And I want one person to tell us, what are you seeing in this conversation?
Yeah, the woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water.
Yes.
And the well is deep.
Yes.
Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob?"
You see, this woman is a very religious woman. Go on, sir.
"Who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock." Jesus answered and said to her.
"Whoever
drinks of this water will thirst again."
Please, who can tell me what's going on here? I need somebody to tell me what's happening between this woman and this and Jesus. This is personal evangelism. What are you observing? Yes? One or two. If there is none, I will just move on. What are you seeing? What are we learning? Let me use the word learning. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm not sure, but I think Jesus took it from physically to spiritual.
From water known to unknown. Thank you, sweetheart. known to unknown, water, and then they are going gradually to living water. The first person you are talking with is first somebody physical. Take things from the natural, culturally relevant, things from the physical, and draw that person gradually to spiritual things, known to unknown. Right there, the progression of the gospel is always from physical to spiritual, known to unknown. Write it down. Now, and it's not as if Jesus Christ is for me. The progression of the gospel is always from physical to spiritual, known to unknown. You remember that other issue? They wanted to stone her to death because she was in fornication. You understand? Jesus took it from that. You see, look at it. Jesus Christ will not go and be born again. He took it from that. Did you see Jesus? His own method worked. Go on, sir, because of our time. And do you have any other person? Yes, any other? Okay, Bro Jude.
Jesus was very confident of what he had to give.
Jesus was confident of what he had to give. And then he even said it. He said, you would have asked me. You see that kind of thing. Open up with the same confidence Peter said, what I have, give I thee. So they learned it from the master. There's something I want to give you. Imagine you tell somebody, there's something I want to give you. That such effrontery. I remember when we began to discover this truth, myself and my friend in campus began to practice. My friend would just say somebody, there's something in my mouth. you need to see this. There's something in my mouth that I need to say to you. The Lord has given me certain words and you must hear it. Will you see me by 2 p.m.? The person says, what is it? You must hear it. I'll see you later. You see, we don't find out that. The person will say, brother, what is it that you wanted to see? In fact, other times it didn't work like that. But most of the time you say to people, and because you have been living a correct life in that place, something that I want to tell you, and sincerely, it must not pass today. Your life will change for better. Let's see by 4. What is that? Jesus was confident about what he had to give. So how do I go to Alaba confident about what I want to give? And it does not matter if you are now bringing up a religious argument. It doesn't change my confidence. You are switching me to a Jacob's well. And it doesn't change what I want to give you. Amen. Someone more? I think somebody. Yes, ma'am.
Jesus is sure what he
says. Jesus is sure. You know, like we said that. You know, I see somebody that is guess. I don't know if I'm right. But Jude, am I right with that? Yes, yes. Yes, ma'am. Jesus Christ is waking up our curiosity. He's making us to think. See, I found out that one of the ways to get people saved is wake up their thinking. Wake up their thinking. Do you know Jesus Christ started with a question? Give me water to drink. It's a question. It's a form of question that needs an answer. What's the answer? Water. If you know the person who is talking to you, you would have asked. You see that again? Another question you would have asked. It comes out to think, you don't have anything to draw. You see, I found out that most of the, in fact, look at this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All, as I share the gospel, apart from my life, the order that I've worked is question. I'll just say, sir, I don't know. Can you explain to me what your life will look like in the next 50 years? You know, you've given that person a lot of thinking, like, it's in the hand of God. What I will be? What do you mean by it's in the hand of God? You have started a discussion. It's a life. In fact, 90% life, 10% what we go and, as it were, group. All we saw, in fact, is because of time. I wanted us to study all the epistles and see the examples of the apostles. Go to Acts, see the apostles. Go to the epistles of Paul, see what they did. You will be shocked. All of them, real life situation. And it was about wake up their curiosity. When Paul got to Athens, see what he said. You see? Yes. May God help us. We want to go and stop. Yes, please. Oh, I would have wanted group discussion. I would have wanted, you see, I would have wanted us to talk. Amen, sir. Jesus avoided distraction. Oof, you see, are we discovering something?
Yes.
Say, put it down. Avoid all forms of distraction. You know, you imagine you like this. You are talking with somebody. Someone just say, "Mommy, did you defend Jonah?" And the person went. Do you know that you must remember where you stood? You know, sometimes you will not say, "Hey, what were we saying?" Timothy, the last thing Timothy saw, you know, you are distracted. Jesus stayed on his message. Muslims will raise up the religious matter. But what must you do? Stay on your message. Hallelujah. I like this discussion. You see that? Curiosity. Sir? This woman.
It's something that.
You see that? This woman too is not. This is not a bread-bearing Samaritan.
Yes.
This woman knows the history of even the well. You see, it's not as if she only knew history. She even knew where history of well. Look. Jacob was the one that. Please, when did Jacob has died? Jacob has died since. But this woman, maybe this woman herself, maybe there are other wells. No, she will not fetch in other wells. This Jacob's own. That strong affinity to our fathers. Maybe. So this woman is knowledgeable. So you know sometimes when you meet knowledgeable people, you can see by their way of talking. When you see them, you make them more curious. Don't argue with knowledge, just more questions. More questions until you draw them out to the truth. Are we finding out? Let me tell you something. When you start this thing because of your own passion for the Lord, you see the Holy Spirit supplying them. It's not like you now carry book now. The gospel is from known to unknown. Sorry, but okay, let's use the known to unknown. Yeah, God bless you. No. The Holy Spirit will draw them out. Do you know when this thing becomes life to you? When we finish this retreat, now you now sit down. Each of it, you now meditate, you are applying. You are meditating. That's when it becomes life. But our problem is that once we share the grace, we have also shared the knowledge. And everything is just wasted. Or some people will just get home now and go on the TV. Or check something on their phone. The woman is knowledgeable. I'm even enjoying God now. See now, coming to I'm learning now. The woman is knowledgeable. I can meet knowledgeable people, yes. I need one more.
Can we say Jesus also understood that what she was saying was the truth? That means Jesus had the knowledge of what she was
saying. Do you know that? What betides you? What betides you? I think Jesus can just would have said, Which one? I'm just hearing what you're saying. But anyway, the message I actually have for you. No. Jesus picked it from any angle you come out. Jesus asked something. That's why I found out that if you want to be successful, you know a bit about everything.
Yes, sir.
Imagine just saying to Pastor, honest and no palanon. I checked that roster the last time. I saw that coach, Kileton Shovu, I won. You say real life because his football is started with. Don't say the Lord strengthen you. No. The soul you want to waste. Sir, the man you be honest. Over. And then you in that situation just say, let us pray. You've scattered it. You must start. That's why you must know something. That's why you say, I read newspaper. There's something. A little. Someone will say, I don't know it's like that. You now start with everything. No. You waste your time. But a little. How do you know a little? Whenever they're discussing football, you say, which one is that? Which coach is that one? So a little. Just a little. To slot in somewhere. Someone will say, which one are you? Man, you or which one? I say, well, I like Liverpool. You see, I didn't say I'm for Liverpool. Say, I like Liverpool. I just like Liverpool. Pastor, why are you not chasing? Well, I just like Liverpool. Something from somewhere. Yes, ma'am.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Drawing from these situations, we realize that Jesus was calm. The woman was raising questions after throwing him off balance. It was not what was
calm. Amen. Are we learning?
Yes, sir.
Calm. Don't, you see, if you know you have something to do, don't go and preach. You just know what I mean? You know, the question you just raised now, it will affect my time. But you see, let's just concentrate. No. If you know you don't have time, finish that thing you wanted to do. It's not sin to tell the brethren, I have something. You know, sometimes you can be talking, and your mind is like, that thing. Your mind is on that thing. Has it happened before to you? You are talking and you are lost. It has happened to me. May God forgive me. I'm before souls and I'm lost. I'll be misquoting. And then I'll be misquoting scriptures. It's in Luke. I say it's in Hebrew. And then later, if I had to apologize to one, listen, I said sorry about yesterday. Because I had fufu before before I preached to him, before I talked to him. I said, I'm sorry. Now, what were you saying yesterday? I had to apologize. So if you know that your mind will not be focused, tell the brethren, sorry. This thing in my mind, pray for, explain to us. We will not see you as a backslider for being sincere. But it's not also that every time you have something to do. I'm enjoying this discussion. He was calm. Brother, are you calm? Yes, brother. Please, let me talk on that calm. I remember this situation of, I think they almost poured hot water on us or on the brethren. Yes. At the situation of Rajesh. It has not happened to you before. Stony has happened to me before. But it missed me. We were sharing the word of God while I was in the north. And then they were stoning us. Okay, I've been slapped before. Yes. I was standing for the truth. There was another time. Is there an allergy that warned us or something? So, come. That's it. God, I relax. Bobby, did you make a... Slap, sir. Go! And you can still say, but brother, I'm only sharing with you the love of Christ. Jesus died for you. Yes. You see, if you don't have that life, you can't preach. It shows that there's one anger in you, but kept. Kept until the day of evil.
Yes.
Hope you will not say, can you go what is that? No. Be calm. Look at Jesus. You see, Jesus Christ, I am praying to be more like him. People were insulting the creator of heaven and earth, yet calm. May God help us to be calm.
Amen.
How many times do you observe that you have been too forward at times, only to find out that if you had been more patient? Amen. Bro, wonderful. Let's Bro Wonderful be the last person out there. Let Bro Wonderful, please. Yes. Oh, that's, you are taking us further now. I don't want us to go. Because that is crucial. You must know who you are. You see, amen. Amen. That contribution is important. Do you know that knowing who you are means if I don't speak and have this life, it will be doomed. I'm the carrier of life. He needs what I have to offer him. Amen.
Amen.
Look at you now. Look at you now. Even heaven is focusing on you and say, look, if you don't tell that brother what he needs, you must understand it. I'm not just ordinary. Jesus, that's why it must be a life. Must be a life. It humbles me when I see people serving the Lord only because they met me. I say, look at this now. Imagine the day you start doubting who you are. And you will doubt who you are when you start touching sin. You must doubt it. Amen. Okay. Bobby, that's the lie. I see Bobby's eyes now.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I thought Jesus Christ was going to break protocols.
Yeah.
There was a line of demarcation rule. There was a no-no.
He broke. He wasn't afraid. He wasn't afraid to offend the status quo. He was not afraid to offend the status quo. You know, he didn't go too much into historical research and say the Jews, the Samaritans. He didn't say too much. He simply just crossed that barrier and continued what he was doing. He wasn't afraid to break the barrier, the status quo. Amen. I pray that the Lord will strengthen us. You see, actually the teaching did not finish. We will have gone further to now see the use of the gift of the Spirit. Go and call your husband. Let's pray. I would have wanted to talk about strategies to each of these village camps. But what I know that God will do with us is that as we now begin, the first step will be to go and make research. The first step is evaluation. After we make evaluation, we make research. After research, we keep talking, we keep sharing. Honestly, as our leader, Bro B, that's on Wednesdays we not go. We only sit down to pray and think and plan. It's not a status quo. It's not a let's just go. As on Wednesday we sit down. Only to decide, discuss, march forward. And our Lord will help us. Would you pray this prayer? Lord, let me carry the life of the message I'm trying to preach. May I be deeper, more in life.